You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
Hand me the lock.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins in his weekly regular time slot. Tony, how are you tonight?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Good, thank you, Tony.
Doing good.
So, Tony, I want to start off our time with you tonight and really just sort of get your thoughts on the other teams in the AFC East besides the Patriots, because we've seen the Bills and Jets draft a quarterback right early in the first round. The Bills have done some other work there. They'd already brought in A.J. McCarron to compete at quarterback. They brought in Vontae Davis at defensive back. They brought in Chris Ivory at running back. The Dolphins have added some guys like Frank Gore at running back. They brought Danny Amendola over from the Patriots. They got some help from Robert Quinn from the Rams on defense. And the Jets have also done some work on offense with Isaiah Crowell from the Browns, Thomas Rawls from Seattle, Terrell Pryor coming in as well. So anything that you've seen from the other teams in the AFC East that may give you a little pause to say, you know what, maybe these guys might be able to compete with the Patriots next season?
I didn't know there were other teams in the AFC East except the Patriots.
Good answer.
Honestly,
no one gives you pause. No one makes you shake your head a little bit and go, "Well, you know what? Maybe they could make some noise."
I see no threat right now, but you know, maybe the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they may improve a little bit this year, but I can't see the Jets doing anything. You know, I don't know, man. It's you know, they say it's our conference is kind of weak, but I don't think our conference is weak. You know, Buffalo Bills, they had a winning season last year. They went to the playoffs. Jets, I mean, I don't know what their record was, but I think they're close to being 50-50. But, you know, I just don't see any threat right now as far as, anybody competing with us. As long as Brady's, not injured, he's healthy. I think our defense is going to play better. I know Belichick is going to get the defense right. I'm pretty sure there's going to probably be some more trades going on, pretty soon coming up, or some guys coming in on that defense to make it tight. But to be totally honest with you, I really don't. I'm more afraid with seeing Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville is going to be really improved. In the South, I think they're going to be one of the teams to beat next year. But in the East, man, I don't see any threats right now. I really don't.
And Tony, something Bob and I were talking about earlier at the top of the show are the proposed rule changes around kickoffs, where the kicking team can only get a 1 yard running start versus the 5 yard running start that they've had previously. No more wedge blocking and the immediate touchback if the ball lands in the end zone, so the receiving team doesn't have to go over there and down it. Do you like the new rules, or do you think this is sort of the NFL's way of sort of inching us towards getting rid of the kickoffs altogether? Instead of ripping off the Band-Aid all at once and just saying we're not going to do it anymore, they're just going to slowly shrink it until one day it's gone.
They're doing this for health reasons. I know for a fact, but you know, I used to return kicks when I was in high school and when I was in college, and I did a couple years my rookie year when I was in with New England, and that was like the most exciting part of the game for me, and it still is. I love seeing guys, you know, taking it back 100 yards, 102 yards, and you know, that's an exciting part of the game. I'm hoping that they don't do away with the kickoff, and what I'm hoping is what the new rules that they're putting in, that less guys are going to be getting hurt on the kickoff team, and that's why they're doing that. I truly believe that the kickoff is the kickoff return is one of the most exciting parts of the game as a player, and also as a fan watching it. But you know, as a player, because I was in it, you know, I think it's one of the most exciting plays of the game. So I hope they don't do away with it. So I hope what they're doing with the new rules, I hope it works. Less guys get hurt on the kickoff team and on the kickoff return team, so they can keep that thing going. I think it takes away from football when you win the toss and you start the ball on your 25-yard line. That's almost like Pop Warner, you know? I mean, come on, man. Let them play. And I'm hoping, like I said, I'm hoping that the new rules is going to help players not get hurt on the kickoff and kickoff return team.
Bob, questions for Tony?
Tony, I was thinking of you this week because I was reading an article about North Carolina and the investigation into the basketball program. Tony, I'm sure you've heard of it, you know, the fake classes or easy classes or making it easy for guys to pass. And I said, I got to get a pro athlete's take on this because they're saying that what the school did, Tony, was pretty much undermine these kids' education. Now, as you know, a lot of these factories, quote-unquote factories, education does take a secondary role, and we know the role of a Division I athlete, Tony, is intense. But when schools do things like that, Tony, it must rankle even the most grisly people like yourself who actually gave a damn about smarts back in the day. But what is your whole thing with this, Tony, standards and where's it all going to end up someday?
Yeah, you know, it's tough, man, you know, to see guys, you know, not going to class and get somebody doing their class home or taking the easy way out. And that's one of the things that for my foundation, as I go and I talk to athletes and, you know, I tell athletes, you know, you do not go to college, you know, to play a sport. You go to college to get that piece of paper, because that piece of paper is going to be much more valuable than that sport. Because even when you play that sport for a few years, but you're going to need that education for the rest of your life, or so you can get established out there in this world. And so, you know, as when I was coming up as a kid, you know, I didn't even think about this. My goal was to play in the NFL, and however I could get there, I wanted to get there. And, you know, in my senior year, after the season was over, I stopped going to class because, I mean, I was that guy, I was that kid that went to college to play football, and that was it. That was the only reason I went to college was to get to the league. And it's crazy, you know, and there's a lot more guys that are out there, and there's a lot more guys that are still out there, going to college just to play football. And unfortunately for me, I got a chance, the opportunity to go back and get my degree. And so one of the things that I want to tell these kids, and I want to tell these young men, is that, you know, you got to get that piece of paper, man. You have an opportunity. And the crazy part about it, you have an opportunity as an athlete to get a full scholarship as a football player. You get a free education, man. You can't beat that. You know, education nowadays, man, it's very, very costly. And so, you know, you have an opportunity to get a free education. Why not get that education, man, and then go on and play your sport or play football, play basketball, whatever it is. And for those few years, it is a few years, because of your lifetime. You know, you're going to get out of football at the age of 32 unless you're Tom Brady. And so that's the whole key. What are you going to do when you're 32, 33 years old and you don't have football anymore? What are you going to do for the rest of your life? And so education is so important. And, I'm looking at some of the stuff that, you know, I think it was UNC who's doing some of the stuff. And I know there's other schools, I'm pretty sure, that's doing that. But, you know, it's a shame that they would do that to the kids. But they want them on the field. They want their product on the field. And again, you got to understand that in football, especially down here in North Carolina, and probably all over, at the college level, it's a business. I mean, it's an absolute business. And these coaches got to win. Because if they don't win, they're going to get fired.
And Tony, you and I had talked a few weeks ago after Saquon Barkley was selected, and you had great things to say about him. And since then, they've had their rookie camp up here. And, of course, Tony, he impressed them with the way he can catch the ball, his speed and everything. But Shermer, the coach, actually came out and said what he was most impressed about was the way he can block, and not just the form blocking. And the way he does it, it's how he picks up pressure situations and his peripheral vision. That's hard to teach, Tony.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I said, man, that he's he was the best player in the draft, hands down. And I still look at Cleveland right now. And hopefully, Baker will work out for him. But you just can't pass over a player like that. When you have an opportunity, there's three or four other quarterbacks that are out there. But you have an opportunity to get a kid like that that will make an impact. I think he's going to be better than Zeke Elliott. I mean, I see him being a lot better running back. He's faster. I think he's a better catcher out of the backfield. And now learning that he can block well. So he is, hands down, if he don't get hurt this year and injuries don't mess him up, he will be a Hall of Famer, without a doubt. As long as he keeps his nose clean and stay out of trouble, there's sky's the limit for this kid. And I'm looking forward to watching him play. I'm really excited to see what he does, on that first week of the season.
Tony, last week we talked a little bit about your last season in the league with Miami. When you were there, you got to be around Dan Marino. I was curious to get your thoughts. What was it like watching Dan and being around him, both in practice and in the huddle?
Yeah, it was pretty neat. Dan is very intense, but intense on the field, but off the field, he's a real nice guy, a good teammate. But he doesn't like for you to drop his passes. And he'll tell you about it if you drop him too. he's really intense about that. But it was cool. It was really cool. You play against him for so many years, and you know how good he was, and you know how much of a threat he was. And then when you get in the huddle with him, you see how cool and collective he is in the huddle, and he expects you to catch his ball. I mean, he throws one of the best balls in the game. So I mean, it was real neat playing with him and being in the huddle with him.
And Tony, your alma mater is East Carolina. Last season they struggled 3-9. They're in the same conference with my national champion UCF Knights. looking ahead though to this coming season, they've got East Carolina. You got North Carolina on the schedule. You got Virginia Tech, USF, UCF, and Memphis all coming up. So what are your expectations for East Carolina? More of the same, or do you think they can put together a better season?
I think we're in trouble, man. A few years ago, we had a coach named Ruffin McNeil who's out in Oklahoma right now as a defensive coordinator. Ruffin McNeil was an ECU alumni. I actually played with Ruff at East Carolina, and one of the best coaches that I think East Carolina had. He had one rough season where his first string quarterback and second string quarterback got hurt, and he started a running back at quarterback. He was a option back, and they only won like four or five games, and they got fired, man, and everybody, the whole town, all East Carolina Pirate fans were all upset about it because, East Carolina is a school where, coaches come here and it's like a stepping stone to Oklahoma, or it's a stepping stone to Nebraska. Just like I think UCF is the same way. That's why your coach left to go to Nebraska, even though he was from Nebraska. But, Coach Montgomery got put in a situation where the fans didn't really want him here, and the players were really upset that Ruffin got fired. So he got put in a bad situation, he's had three rough years, two rough years, and I think it's going to be another rough year this year for him too. We got a rough schedule. We don't have a quarterback that I think that can take us over the top. And so it's going to be rough again. I really plan, and you got to understand something too. East Carolina is a football town, man. We're used to winning. And so we haven't been winning in the last two or three years. And so I'm almost positive if Coach Montgomery doesn't have a good year this year, this will be his last year at East Carolina. And I really can't see him winning over five games this year with the schedule that we have. So, I'm being optimistic. Coach Montgomery guaranteed six wins and guaranteed us going to the bowl. I hope he's right for his sake, because If he don't get those six wins, man, this will be his last hurrah at East Carolina for sure.
Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners once again about the great things you're doing trying to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to our website. Help us out. Do whatever you can. We're going on our 10-year anniversary. Really excited about that. Just helping kids go off to college. And not just going off to college. Just helping. We go into high schools. We go into middle schools. We even go to elementary schools. And one of the things that I love teaching elementary schools is having these kids respect their parents, respecting elders, respecting their teachers. And that's something that we gotta start at a young age with these kids and teach them right from wrong and understanding how powerful it is that they be respectful. Cause, you know, we get a lot of kids that if they're disrespectful to their mom and their dad, well, of course they're going to be disrespectful to their teachers. They're going to be disrespectful to the police officers. And that's what we're running into, where these kids are disrespectful to police officers and things are going bad with that. And so, we're trying to start a new thing, starting at a young age, going into the elementary schools and teaching the kids the basics, you know, respecting their parents, respecting authority and respecting elders. And it's, I'm looking forward to it this year. It's going to be a great year for us. And TonyCollinsFoundation.org.
Tony, you're fantastic, my friend. Thank you for all the things that you do. We look forward to catching up with you again next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family.
Thanks, Tony.
You guys have a great one. God bless.
See you, Tony. That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Gus Frerotte, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Gus on the other side of this quick station break.